It's Heaven 17 and Temptation, and there would have been a time when the music of Heaven 17 and the boys of Heaven 17 would have been in Stringfellows. They would have, the music would have been playing, and that era belongs to belonged indeed to the showbiz entrepreneur Peter Stringfellow, who sadly has been very ill recently and passed away this morning, and people remarking on his passing. I want to speak to a man who in many ways was the Peter Stringfellow of Northern Ireland, certainly when it came to, when it comes to owning nightclubs and running hugely successful discos, one of the great names in entertainment this side of the pond, Cecil Thompson. Cecil, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Cecil, Peter Stringfellow, you know, like him or loathe him, an absolute legend.
Sad times, and you know, an amazing thing about him is that one of my good friends had said to him, you know, does Peter wash his hair? Because sometimes with the long hair down the back, you thought it looks a bit stringy looking, and does he wash it often? And my friend said, well, he spends 2 hours most afternoons when he's going out at night, spends 2 hours getting the hair perfect and washing it beautifully.
Yeah, he was very...
I first met him with a guy called Albert Samuel, sorry, and Albert managed a band called So Solid Crew, you may remember. And we went to Stringfellows, and when Peter found out I was from Northern Ireland, he had always wanted to start a club in Dublin, but he didn't want to do anything in Northern Ireland, of course, because the troubles were on. And Peter had opened up and presented a beautiful bottle of red wine for me to have a glass. He always seemed to live totally on the edge, always trying new projects.
Yeah, he was, as you say, he was, you know, very fond of his own style, his own personality, his image, everything like that was very well projected. And he had a fabulous business brain, being able to create so many successful nightclubs. I know there are women who are critical of, I suppose, how he saw women as peripheral, and he saw women as, I suppose, decorative. Maybe that was the image of the era at the time. But there's a considerable and huge numbers of women who absolutely adored him.
They did love him. And you see, I think, Frank, what a lot of people don't understand is that in the early days when Jim Aiken, the great Jim Aiken, would be promoting, and myself with the CT promotion circuit I had, the Peter Stringfellow that I knew originally came from the north of England. He had clubs there, and he took a big chance, and he ran the Hippodrome, which was a huge success in London for a while, but then it went bad, and he moved to St. Martin's Lane and opened the Stringfellows, which was more of a real good nightclub, like what the M Club would have been in Belfast back sort of 15 years ago. And this was a place where international people, all the stars came, all the celebrities, sports people. And then, of course, in later years, he knew there was more money to be made by the lap dancing. And I have to say, I hadn't been in it very much after turned the corner to that.
Yeah, you know, so there's something about Northern Ireland and the lap dancing, isn't there? In London, yes. If you were in London and you were part of the scene in the 80s in London, you could easily have gone to a lap dancing club and had a night out, and you just happened to be there. If you were going
honestly, that's very correct. And he had a lovely restaurant just up the steps as you come in on the left hand side. Lovely restaurant, and one of my friends, well into the boxing, John Williamson from 5 Miles Town. John and I would have gone once or twice when there was a big boxing match in London, and you'd have gone for a bite, and you're aware of the fun and the crack of the girlies everywhere, but you went to the restaurant, had the food, a few drinks, and then went on elsewhere.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of people saw it like that. As I say, you know, Northern Ireland, just they couldn't make that step. And maybe now, looking back, maybe we were the only place of purity. Everywhere else was polluted.
And we were very sensible to not that step.
Yeah, I history may judge us as being exceptionally sensible. And, you know, it's old hat now, lap dancing. It's seen, yeah, as old-fashioned. And Peter Stringfellow, you know, Lord rest his soul, belongs to an era that is, yep, drawing to a close.
I think so. And the thing about Peter, and, you know, I think the scene generally, both here and in London, is missing real characters and real personalities, because everywhere Peter went, people like him or loathe him, as you say, they never missed him. They always wanted to be around him. I got invited to a big party 10 years ago, and it was on his yacht in the Mediterranean, where he had, I think, I'm not sure if he had married the dark-haired girl he introduced me to, but I know he ended up marrying her. But his parties were legendary as well, but I didn't get there.
But he was You're not going to tell me anyway, Cecil, even if you did get there.
That's true.
Cecil, I really appreciate you coming on. It is an era that is drawing to a close, but there's no doubt people will look back on Peter Stringfellow as one of...
May
he rest in peace. One of the legends of British entertainment. Cecil, thanks for your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Frank.
That is Cecil Thompson, very successful businessman in the entertainment world in Northern Ireland from CT Promotions. Just recalling Peter Stringfellow, whose death was announced this morning. Were you ever in Stringfellows? Do let us know. Were you ever in a lap dancing club? Hey, 0289033105. And are you proud that we can stand in this city and say there never was and there never will be lap dancing or line dancing or any other sort of dancing?